the entertainmental way of learning things is creating that much of impact for the learners. You have to differentiate yourself. What is your unique selling point, the unique selling proposition? Once if you are stepping into that entrepreneurial journey, you need to keep on updating yourself.
If you have an idea which you strongly believe in and have the spirit of entrepreneurship thriving inside you, then this is the show totally for you. From the family of Reach Skyline, I welcome you to the 10th episode of Be Business Boss. Since the start, the aim of the show has always been to kindle the spirit of entrepreneurship in the audience and help you to see the challenges as well as the opportunities in every field. And I guess even the guest of the day today is also working on the same principle, where he has been dealing with a lot of student entrepreneurs and also has started off with his own venture. So to know more about him and his experience on dealing with the student entrepreneurs, we will welcome the very man himself, Mr. Hariharan, the founder and the CEO of Monspro Groups. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, thank you. And I feel happy to be part of your show that inspires a lot of youngsters, yes, particularly the budding entrepreneurs. That's great.
Thank you so much, sir. So we will directly go to the questions, sir, now. So you are a mechanical engineer by education. So when and how did you find that it is your calling and decide to step on to the entrepreneurship?
Yeah, that's great. Let me start from here. I completed my graduation at one of the rural institutions.
Okay.
After completing my graduation, I'm like nowhere, I'm unaware of the thing, what I have to pursue, what I'm capable of, what all the potentialities that I have. And during the last semester of my graduation, I got selected through campus interview to work with one of the facility management services company, where I have been placed as a management trainee to work for them. I was working there for almost 1 year. After that, let me say you this thing also. At the first of my career, there were like different diversions that I took because of the unawareness that I have with me. So after 1 year of working with the facility management services company, I decided to quit the job and I decided to work with a factory in automobile sector, my own core area. So I started working there. And parallelly, I decided to work with one of the training institutions where I have been placed as aptitude and soft skills trainer. I was working there for almost 1 year in both the areas parallelly as a part-time employee over here at the training institutions.
Okay.
I have been doing this thing for almost 2 years. After 2 years, I got an opportunity to work with one of the nodal agencies of Entrepreneurship Development Institute of India. That's how the turning point comes in my life, actually. So after getting into this entrepreneurial ecosystem, I learned a lot about entrepreneurship. I got to know the deeper insights of entrepreneurship, what it is really all about, how an entrepreneur should be, when can you call yourself as an entrepreneur, what is the main difference between entrepreneurship and business. All these things I learned in that very particular 2 years. And at the end of 2 years, I got an idea. I found that I have an innovation with me, and I was like waiting for the period, time period to start over on my venture. And after nearly working for 2 years with the Entrepreneurial Development Institute, I decided to start my own venture. This is how my entrepreneurial journey started.
It's clear that you have actually waited for the right moment to implement your idea. So talking about the idea, how did you decide that this is the one you're going to pursue on? Because in the initial stage of entrepreneurship, it is a crucial decision to make. So how did you decide on that?
Yeah, as I said, I had enough knowledge about entrepreneurship and I got an idea. I found that it is an innovation and there is a market gap in the for that to work on. So I did a complete study about it. I did a validation of my idea. Because I have an idea, I should know that whether this idea is suitable for business or not. I did that idea validation part and I was like working on it for the whole thing how to get an idea and how to venture it out, what are the resources that I need, whom I have to contact with, whom I have to like get help for, who is my mentor, all those things I desired. And after that, getting on to the, I cannot say that you have to decide yourself, first of all, to be an entrepreneur. You should start with an idea. You should work in an entrepreneurial ecosystem. First of all, you should get an idea about what is your innovation is all about. And you have to do a competitive analysis of that. And after finding that this idea is really good and I am highly capable of doing it, I have all the resources in hand and I have enough experience also. And after that only you should start venturing your own business. Prior to that, if you are doing it up, you might end up quitting the entrepreneurial journey, or else you might end up facing different disputes with your colleagues or the person who you are working with them. So you need to be very concrete about that. Your idea is completely validated and you have to get on to the next level. And particularly for me, after working with the Entrepreneurial Development Institute, after being in the entrepreneurial ecosystem completely, I got enough knowledge. I got deeper insights about it. And after that only I decided to work on it.
That's a very practical answer, sir. So I think that idea has turned into the Mons Pro Groups. So tell us about the two entities under that and the market gap that you found.
Yeah. To start with Mons Pro Groups, it is a group of a company. I'm like saying it such like it's not completely, it's not a big organization at all. It's a startup only. I'm working in two different areas. One is the educational services and another one is the business consultancy services. First, in educational services, I'm working in three different areas. One is that entrepreneurial developmental activities in collaboration with few of the institutions. Where I used to go and collaborate with the educational institutions to nurture and motivate the young students to get onto their entrepreneurship. What really entrepreneurship means and what are the things I should be aware of to be an entrepreneur and how it is all about to get into this ecosystem. I used to like work in these areas. And the second thing is that I'm having an innovative idea in the areas of competitive examinations. Because the students who are preparing for the competitive examinations, they should be very focused on the studies. Other than the normal school going students and college going students, the students who are preparing for the competitive examinations, they should be very focused and their minds should be in such a way that they have to prepare and they have to put enough time to prepare themselves, to equip themselves. So to make them easy for it, I found an innovative way. I found a gap in the market because no one of them is working in the mind mapping area. So I decided to make that happen. Mind mapping in the sense, if you can ask me in what way I'm going to work on, I have taken four different factors. First one is the faculty engagement with the students. Second, technological adaptation into it. Third, the ambience management. And the fourth, mixing it up with the entertainment. Yeah, entertainment in the sense, you can, for instance, now you can take any one of the Marvel movies, as I said. The kids are very aware of that. If there is any terminologies or else if there is any other technologies that is being used in the movies, means they are completely aware of them. They are getting the knowledge about it and they are using and they are telling it to us. We might be wondering about it, what he is saying or what she is saying, what the kid is saying. But after if we watch the movie, we can let know about that. This is what the students are saying. This is what the kid is saying all about. So the movie is creating impact in it. The entertainmental way of learning things is creating that much of impact for the learners. So I decided to make that into my innovative idea and I'm working on that. These are the four different factors, as I said. The first one is the faculty engagement. The faculty should be very interactive and they should be very jovial with the students and in way of transferring the knowledge. And the second, technological adaptation. The third is that entertainment, and fourth, as I said,
ambience management.
ambience management. These are the four different things that I'm working on. These are the two different areas, and third area is the foundational courses I'm doing it for the school students. This is all about my Monspro tutors.
Okay.
In business consultancy services, I'm working in four different areas.
Okay.
First one is, I am doing digital marketing. I'm not, to say I'm not a techie guy, but I know how to work on that area and what are the outcomes that I should look for it. I know all those things. So I'm doing digital marketing services for a few of the clients and mobile application development, web application development, and also the content writing. These are all the four different areas. This is all about Monspro groups.
That's really interesting. So you said that you're working on the novel idea using mind mapping. And I also heard that you're working on an app, Monspro app, for the students. So initially you would have planned a few marketing efforts on how to penetrate the market. But now given the COVID scenario, what are the changes that you're planning to implement in the way you're going to take the product to the market? Because even the traditional education system is now moving from a classroom model into an edutech model.
Yeah. So previously, since it is an educational ecosystem, I decided to take it online. As like many of the MOOC websites, massive online open courses, I decided to take it as such, like as like Upgrad or Byju's or Unacademy or Udemy. Such like I have, I thought of working on that. For selling your products or selling your services through online, you can do it at any point of time. You need to have the technology. You need to have the internet connection. That's more than enough. I'm going in the, with that now. If you are doing it directly, if you're doing it physically, it means we need to have a setup, institutional setup, and I'm working that. So my way in terms of expanding my market, in terms of reaching out to different geography, to different demographic factors, I decided to take up the online thing.
Okay.
And this COVID pandemic has helped me a lot to put myself in home, not to travel anywhere and not to engage with any other outside works. And this is helping me a lot, particularly to say I'm taking advantage of the COVID pandemic scenario.
That's interesting, sir. So moving on, you have been dealing with a lot of student entrepreneurs. So from your observation, what do you think are the common pitfalls that they make when they actually turn their idea into a plan?
Yeah, this is really a great question, because even I struggled a lot in terms of understanding these terms and how I should get myself onto the track of entrepreneurship. I struggled a lot. I'm happy for sharing this. Initially, if you are having an idea, if you found that this is my idea is all about, this is my business idea, you should do the validation first of all. Idea generation is the first part of entrepreneurship. The next one is the idea validation. You have to validate your idea in terms of whether my idea is, can I convert my idea as a business or not? If I'm converting that as a business, how long it can be sustainable? If it is being sustainable, what is my market area? And this is my market area in the sense, whether the customers will pay for it or not. If they are paying for it, how much I can charge them? This is all the main things. And in addition to that, you have to do the competitive analysis. The competitor analysis, you have to do it. Because in what way you are different from the same kind of provider, the service providers or the product providers, whoever it could be. You have to differentiate yourself. What is your unique selling point, the unique selling proposition? What is that you have in your, you have with your product? All these things you have to validate. And after validating this idea only, you have to go for the next level. The next level, idea validation, this is one thing that most of the students or most of the budding entrepreneurs will make a mistake. The second is, you need to have a legal structure of your company. Whether it is a private limited company, or LLP, or general partnership, or triple LP, or limited liability, limited partnership. What is your structure of the company? Because at the start, you might be happy and you might be you might not be facing any of the difficulties in terms of working with your colleagues or the partner. But the time goes, you might end up facing some of the disputes in terms of finance or in terms of any other services that you are providing to the clients. to get rid of all these disputes and to work on in a great way, you need to define your legal structure.
Okay.
This is my company and this is going to be a private limited company. Mm-hmm. This is my company, this is going to be a general partnership. He is my partner or she is my partner. This is the terms between me and her. And I'm like going in this way. This is what I'm all about. You have to decide all these things.
Mm-hmm.
After finding out the legal structure and getting onto it, you need to keep on updating your products or services. You cannot be something like, you have found an innovative idea and I can go with that innovation alone, because the market is being very competitive, the global market is. So you have to keep on innovating your product and you have to keep on upgrading, and you should reach out to the market in such a way so that only you can be sustainable in the market.
True.
You can be sustainable by being as a market leader, not as a market player. There is a huge difference between market player and market leader.
Okay.
Yeah, market player in the sense you will be part of the market, but market leader in the sense you decide the things. You have a great market. You have a big market.
Above the others.
Yeah. For instance, to see, we can take these search engine platforms.
Okay.
Google, Bing, Yahoo, Microsoft, all these are, they all are into the same system. I mean, they are selling the same services. But the Google is predominantly playing it.
Yeah,
they are the market leaders in it. Others, Bing, Yahoo, Microsoft, they are being a part of it, not completely into it. So this is how you should be. You should be keep on updating your product, and you should be keep on updating yourself as well. This is all about, I would like to say, for the budding entrepreneurs, because once if you are stepping into that entrepreneurial journey, you need to keep on updating yourself on the product and services.
Okay, that's really great, sir. I'm sure the listeners are getting benefited from whatever you've said. So moving on, you're also a business consultant. So generally bringing a change in the organization is very difficult, especially in this COVID scenario. Bringing the change is going to be a critical task for the top management. So what would you like to tell them?
Yeah, now the scenario is being so worst. The economy is completely falling down. And there are like many of the entrepreneurs, many of the business peoples are like trying to make it happen and trying to bring back the economy. But I would like to say this thing, more than your entrepreneurial journey, you need to be safe on surviving this, with the surviving skills. You need to be safe. So I would like to advise the people, or else I would like to say, not even advise, I would like to say the people who are being a budding entrepreneur and who are like traveling in their entrepreneurial journey, come up with an idea to do the services or to sell the products virtually. Make it online. If you can make it online, there might be some changes that you have to face. There might be change, some changes that you have to bring in. Bring in all those changes and get the market adaptably with your terms and what you are like willing to offer for them, in what way you are willing to offer for them. All these things should be planned as a strategic, in a strategic way by you, and you have to get it accordingly and you have to work on it. So you have to be very safe. The government has advised me a lot in terms of working in the business ecosystem. Now the government has told, I think so, 50% of the human resources can be deployed into the working ecosystem. So you can work accordingly. The remaining peoples, you can work virtually. You can work with them and you can get the works done. This is what I can say. If you are having a product or services to sell it directly, or else to sell it, you cannot sell it by means of online. You have to wait for some time, and after the COVID pandemic, after the normalization of COVID pandemic, you have to get on.
Okay, that's great, sir. So moving on, you have dealt with a lot of student entrepreneurs. So someone whom you really admired because of their idea or attitude, can you please listen? I mean, can you please share it with us?
Yeah, that's really interesting for me as well to share this thing to you.
Because students are quite interesting to deal with, right, sir? So that is why I thought I'll ask you this.
Yeah, it's really great. So as I said, when I was working in the Entrepreneurial Development Institute, starting from there itself, even now also I'm working with the students.
Okay.
Starting from there, I'm saying, I used to go and discuss with students in terms of what really entrepreneurship is all about. Mm-hmm. How can we travel on that? What are the things you need to learn about it? When I was like discussing all these things, initially we have to start with ideation.
Mm-hmm.
Under the ideation only, we have two different processes: idea generation and idea validation.
Validation. Mm-hmm.
Idea generation and idea validation. These are the two different. Initially, we have to start with generating the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I was like taking a session on that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this is how the idea came up. For instance, the Ola market, or as for instance, the matrimonial websites, how they started, they were like facing a pain point initially. Sarcastically to say, there is a story, I don't know whether it is true or not.
Okay.
There is a story of initiating the matrimonial websites, how the idea came up, how the innovation came up.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first matrimonial website is shadi.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's from North Side. Mm-hmm. Shadi.com is being founded by Agarwal. Mm-hmm. His name is Agarwal. So okay. He was like working in US for almost 5 to 6 years. After that, he planned to come back to India and to settle all his life in India itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came here, he was like, his family is looking for a girl to marry him.
Okay, I'm trying.
So, yeah. So his father is looking for a girl whom he can marry with and whom he can like travel all his life. Mm-hmm. He met with the brokering person, and he was like in discussion with him. He got an idea at that point in time. Since he was working in the technological area, he got an idea. Why this guy is like going physically to each and every houses,
mm-hmm.
and why he is like doing that with a bag in hand? Why can't I make it online? Why can't I like make that happen virtually?
Mm.
Because this is the place where people can meet, where people can get to know about each other, and that's how it started. And the ironical thing is that his father is like looking for a girl for more than 2 years, it seems. He didn't get a girl to marry.
Okay.
So this is the pain point in his life. So he came up with an innovative idea.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned the idea into a business, and he is doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
After that, there are like many matrimonial websites right now.
Mm-hmm.
Bharat Matrimony and other matrimonials. So such like I was like taking an idea of taking a session about how to generate an idea.
Mm-hmm.
One guy came up with an idea of making the tailoring services online.
Oh,
because okay. This market is completely scattered.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot find a person. You might find a person in many of the areas, but you might not find a person in remaining areas where he is like providing you a qualitative service.
Mm-hmm.
You might be giving him some instructions. You might be giving him some dimensions,
mm-hmm.
but the product is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
You won't feel comfortable wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have that satisfaction of getting the apparels as how you expected.
Mm-hmm.
So to get over all these problems, he decided to create an online platform.
Mm-hmm.
In that, there will be a rating system.
Mm-hmm.
There will be the customer requirements as well. In that customer requirements area, the customers can give their requirements in what way they are expecting, what all the designs that they are expecting,
mm-hmm.
at what time it can be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Combining all these areas, he has made an idea of making the scattered ecosystem into a centralized single platform so that all the customers can get benefited out of it.
Mm-hmm.
For both the sides, it is a beneficial thing,
mm-hmm.
because the providers who are providing a qualitative service, for them, there will be more business. For the customers who want to get perfect apparels, they can get it out of from
mm-hmm.
The qualitative business.
Okay.
This idea inspired me a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I was like discussing a lot with that person, with that student,
mm-hmm.
and I suggested him validate your idea, find out your market. What is the whole total market size? Do your market sizing first of all,
mm-hmm.
and come up with your market potentiality.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a huge market, how much market you can start with initially,
mm-hmm.
and in the next level, how much market you can do it as an expansion.
Mm-hmm.
You come up with all these ideas so that I can take it to, I can help you out in terms of reaching out to other peoples,
mm-hmm.
other investors, other mentors, and you can really get good going out of it.
That's interesting to listen to also, sir. So when I read your profile, I got to know that you have a tagline for yourself. So tell us about that.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It's not a tagline for myself, I won't say that. I have these are the quotes that motivates me, that rejuvenates me when I'm feeling low. Particularly when you are traveling in this entrepreneurial journey, you might face different low levels. You might face ending up with a scenario where you cannot cope up with it, and you might end up by facing different obstacles and hurdles.
True.
So there might be some other people who might be criticizing you in terms of why this guy has come up, at this age itself, this guy has come up with an idea, and he is saying that he is the CEO of your company, he's a founder of your company, why this guy is doing as such. Like, so to come over all that, you need to work on continuously. Let others gossips, you do your hard work. At the end, they stand nothing. This is one of my quote that I feel motivates me a lot. Let others gossip, you do your hard work. At the end, they stand nothing. This is one thing that keeps me motivated. And another one is that I don't want to be as like other people, as how they are leading their life. I used to say it in that way on daily one basis. People whose only intensity is to search for the meal and get happy by means of criticizing others, I don't want to fall as like these people. I'm not a ridiculous people. Yeah, the same quote. I used to get myself motivated in this way. Teedi chooran adam then. So these are all the quotes that motivate me a lot to be in my track.
That's very motivating, sir. It's very clear that you are a person of persistence and, you know, willpower. So talking about it, irrespective of the challenges, what is that something that keeps you going on and on in the business field? Your source of resilience.
Yeah, my source of resilience, I used to take my inspiration from different things and different personalities, not only from one thing or one personality. For instance, if I'm seeing a movie or if I'm seeing a character who inspires me a lot, I used to take that particular inspiration. I used to take that particular one thing. For instance, whatever happens, the founder of KFC has worked a lot. At the age of 65, he ventured a business and he is like doing it. He has done a great thing. So same, like, I used to take the inspirations from this different people to add it up. I inspired a lot by means of the founder of SpaceX, Tesla. His name is Elon Musk. Yeah, he inspired me a lot of in terms of challenging the whole global world. He's challenging that by the end of year 2023, he will be reaching out to space. He will be taking the people to space. He is challenging even the NASA.
He's quite a guy.
even the NASA, even ISRO couldn't compete with him. He has come up with such an innovative idea. And I feel motivated myself when I see a people who are being very strong in terms of executing their ideas, in terms of being persistent, as you said. Whatever happens, whatever the failures they face, they will be very persistent. They will be sustainable about it. So these are the things motivates me a lot in terms of keeping me motivated. I faced a lot of failures. I faced a lot of criticism. I faced a lot of things which I am not able to do. But what I used to do is, after a certain point of time, I used to learn out of that scenario and I used to work against it.
That's really interesting, sir. So from the start, whatever you have said, the ideas and your inspirations, they are all motivating. And best wishes to you from the team of Reach Skyline for your Monspro group, especially for your app. I'm sure that it is going to be a huge hit in the market. So thank you again for being on the show, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I feel really happy to be part of the show, as I said previously. And you keep going. Your teams are like doing a great job motivating the entrepreneurs. It's a kind of information that you are providing to the budding entrepreneurs.
I hope
this show would enlighten the budding entrepreneurs in any way, not the whole thing, but in any one information can be inspiring for them, and they will keep on going on that. And thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. So, and my dear audience, I'm sure this episode, you would have found it so enlightening. Just that, believe in yourself and everything will fall in place. So with this note, I'm going to end this episode. We'll meet you in another episode with another interesting personality. Till then, keep learning and keep growing all together. Thank you.
Reach Skyline. Embrace digital.